Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the press conference of the film The Pearl Button by Patricio Guzman for his poetic documentary that revolves around the ocean and water with great depth and intelligence. Guzman received the Best Script Award at the Berlinale. Here he discusses the hardships of being a documentary filmmaker and voices his frustrations at the restrictions of the academic ways of making documentaries.
I like to make documentaries, and I really also like teaching, and I like transmitting and conveying to the students those values that I teach. Unfortunately, those who teach documentary filmmaking in the universities in Latin America are no good whatsoever. The ideas that they convey are really from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and very often those are ideas that come from the Anglo-Saxon world or the United States, and I think we need to overcome this. We need to find a new language. When you said that I touch upon scientific aspects, that is true, but in all other films that are very, very political, I also try to create a narrative using history, the Battle of Chile, which is the most important and one of the oldest works that I've made. It is not really what I relate, but how I try to relate it, because I've tried to transform this historic event into a series, not in the U.S. American way, but by trying to create a crescendo, a kind of a line that retains the interest of the public so that there's no flashback when there's no need for a flashback, but that the spectator gains the impression that you're always really very close by and taking them on board. And that's very important. A documentary nowadays is a good documentary if it is well told, when the narrative works. And I tell you, very often those who teach documentary filmmaking in the studios, in the universities and faculties in Latin America just use this as a form of illustration, to illustrate stories, and that is the wrong way. It is really scandalous when we look at the lack of quality that we have in our education. But once again, I adore giving class. I adore it as much as making films. And I think that it also helps to earn some money, because doing documentaries, you cannot earn your sustenance. There's no way. You can't become a millionaire shooting a documentary film. So if you do something about birds, for example, and you get $7 billion and planes, etc., then you can shoot a documentary about birds, and that's when you make money. But if you have one car, for example, then that's it. You don't have a second car. So if you lose that car, then you have to start calling around, and you don't reach anyone. The important thing is to have the right ideas and the capacity to tell those stories. And therefore, documentary filmmaking is so important. And quite frankly, the economic side of it is really very, very bad. Those who distribute films do make some money, but we filmmakers hardly earn anything. And Renata can tell you that with all and despite all of the aid that we've received and all the funds that we've received, hardly anything of it has stayed with us. And I mean, we've hardly earned anything. We used some of the receipts that we earned with Nostalgia de la Luz, Nostalgia for Light, for the light. We used some of that to go and to travel to southern Patagonia in order to do the scouting for the film. We didn't have any insurance, we didn't have any assets. We're completely crazy, and that is wonderful. That is the utopia of documentary filmmaking.
From the 16th Berlin International Film Festival, thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.